Well, hello there, listeners. This is the Pipe Man, and I'm here to talk to you about my favorite podcast and soon to be yours. It's Natural Health Radio, hosted by Dr. Teresa Dale. If you want the most accurate, latest research and health news, you need to tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on K4HD Radio at K4HD.com or download the app. You can also listen to previous podcasts of Natural Health Radio on demand 24/7 on iHeartRadio. Make sure to check it out. I love it, and I know you will too.
Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Teresa Dale. It's so nice to be with you today. And this is Natural Health Radio. This is your health freedom news, the news that you really need to hear, okay? The news that sets us apart from most anywhere on TV, because you're going to learn facts about things you can do to help yourself. And seems like I haven't heard a lot about facts that you can, things you can do to help yourself on national TV about COVID-19. And we really want to discuss this in the latest. And we want to also arm you with information and education. That is the best way to arm yourself, is to grow, is to create health, is to understand how your mind works with COVID-19, and what your mind, what you can think, and how to change your mind to prevent it from happening to you, okay? So we're going to discuss these important things today, and I'm really glad that you're here with me. And so if there's ever a question, you could always call the station and leave it for me, and then we will hopefully be able to get to it on the next show. Life is interesting. It's so beautiful. People in the world are so beautiful. And right now, unfortunately, we're all having to deal with the same thing, and that is COVID-19.
Call from home call center.
And we need to understand that as we deal with COVID-19, we understand that everybody is dealing with the same thing, whether you're in the United States or it's global, wherever you are. Okay, you're dealing with some aspect of it. And businesses all over the world have suffered because of travel, because of restaurants, businesses that are closed, and especially now in the United States, I know in my community, we're going through our second lockdown, where we can go out to stores, wear a mask, but restaurants are open only outside. You can go to a restaurant and eat outside, but also there are many places that are closed, like now hair salons and a number of things are closed again. I live in a community in the county of 1 million people only. In a county, like 5 cities, there have been 30 deaths. And out of those deaths, I know for a fact that some of them died of other things, and they were claimed to be COVID-19 deaths. How do I know that? I have sources in the police department and in many different places that are talking about the same thing that I'm talking with you about. So we're just going through another lockdown, and we feel, all of us pretty much feel, that it's a control issue, and it's like a drill for what's to come. If we allow it to continue to affect us, what we need to do is to learn some things we can do with our mind that will allow us to not be affected by the lockdown. And that means that most people are alone in their home or have to be with their family in their home. And if they go out to eat at a restaurant, one family generally takes, you know, you can only go if you're a family member, if you take one car. So there's certain rules around where I live. Like if you go to a restaurant, you can't arrive in different cars. There's one space legally saved for one family at a restaurant. So it's getting to be it's not silly, it's ridiculous. And I'm not saying that coronavirus isn't contagious. I'm saying there are many other things that are contagious that we don't do this with. And I really want you to think about that. I really want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to look at your mind. Let's work on your mind today and your thoughts today. Because the thing that is the most truthful that you can count on listening to is the information in the show. Your mind will create a symptom with your body, because if you think that you are fearful or going to get a health issue, then you could actually create the symptoms without even having coronavirus. Your body will do anything your mind says. So that being the truth, okay, and that's proven with a branch of science that was initiated and followed through and studied at UCLA called psychoneuroimmunology, which proves that your mind controls your immune system, okay, that we know that by experiencing fear, feeling fear, having fear pushed out to you every day on the media lowers your immune system. We know that. That's a fact. You have a choice. You cannot listen to it. And if you have listened to it and feel fear and feel depressed, then I'm going to share with you what you can do to help yourself get out of that. Okay. And before we start with that, I want to tell you that the perpetration of falsehoods that are being given to you, including the 6-foot distance to keep you distanced from other people, you must not allow that to be a spiritual distance. It can be a social distance if you want to stay 6 feet away from people, okay? But don't let it become a spiritual distancing, because that really separates us, okay? And, you know, many people, when you go out today, they don't say hello to you anymore. They walk away from you. If you're walking on one side of the path, they'll move to the other side of the path. I mean, you know, it's very interesting, and I have a very different point of view of the whole thing. I think it's all about, in some way, a drill for controlling us in some way. Now, if the COVID-19, if people were dropping in the streets, dropping dead from it, if there was all of the deaths that they claimed were 100% real, which they're not, okay, then that would be a different story. And still, you wouldn't have to be afraid of it. You would just have to strengthen your immune system. So by strengthening your mind, making your mind positive, knowing that you're perfectly healthy and fine with everything, and that you're not going to catch anything, you're actually empowering your immune system. We want to empower your immune system. That gives you the freedom to make new choices. Now, certain things lower your immune system. Let's talk about that. First of all, we talked that your mind, if it's fearful, if it's paranoid of other people, if you're afraid to go out, if you're afraid to go to work, if you are listening to television more than once a day for 10 minutes, okay, then You probably have fear or concern. That lowers your immune system. What am I saying? I'm saying there shouldn't be any fear or concern. You should be empowering your immune system with your mind and your diet, and understand that you are a spiritual being. You are a soul. You don't have a soul. You are a soul. And start communicating from that real place. And then your body will tell you, and your mind will tell you, and the soul that's in you, the spirit that you are, will tell you exactly what to do. It starts with a positive mind. There are things we're going to help you with to empower your immune system, make it really strong. And I'm going to give you a list, so get a piece of paper, write it down, because you can do these things right away. The mind, you can do, practice, and do, and have it. And I feel a difference in no time. So if you're not feeling good right now, you do this process and you can let us know how you're feeling, okay? So I have a book, my first book, called Transform Your Emotional DNA. Transform Your Emotional DNA is a book on teaching you about the blueprint of your life, teaching you about how to transform your emotional DNA by transforming your mind. That means everybody has an emotional DNA. I mean, you have emotions that are from your childhood, from your family. You also have different genetic issues that are in your DNA from your family. None of those things have to affect your health, but we need to make a change on the way you think, and this will have a huge epigenetic effect on your DNA. In other words, the positivity that you feel will never manifest and help you to make sure that the genetics in your DNA, the diseases in your DNA, that they don't manifest. Okay? And that is what we're going to be doing today. All in all, when we look at the mind, when we look at the fear, when we look at the paranoia, when we're listening to the TV. Now, some of what I'm telling you, I actually heard them say on Fox. I couldn't believe it. They talked about how a lot of COVID-19 deaths weren't really deaths from COVID-19. They talked about the fear. They talked about a lot of these things. We have to take charge. And the only way we do that is by taking charge of ourselves, our mind. It's one choice we can make that we can do and be successful. Are you with me? Okay. So to be successful, you need to understand that what a belief system is. A belief system is something you believe about yourself or others or the world. Now, you can have positive belief systems, and you can have negative ones. Negative belief systems sabotage you and your experience and your future and your present, right? So what do we want to do? We want to transform all of the negative belief systems. And I'm going to give you some ways to do this and some tools, and then tell you where to get other tools to help you. But right now, I am sensing that a lot of people listening need help. And you're very open, and I get that. And some of you may believe that you're going to get COVID-19, okay? And to those people, I want to say, just listen, make notes, and do it. And when you're asking, you know, you're probably asking, is Dr. Dale afraid of COVID-19? And I would say, no, I'm not, because my immune system is so strong. And I'm a healthy person, and I eat well, and I think positive thoughts, and I meditate every day, twice a day, 15 minutes each meditation. Doesn't take a lot of time, total of a half hour. Come on. I exercise in my home. I go out walking. Why do I do that? I do that all because of you, because I want to stay healthy so that I can inspire you, so that I can help you to be the best you can in the COVID-19 now or later when there's no COVID-19, okay? So we want to start by understanding, I just told you what the belief system, about the belief systems, what they are. We're going to be working on sabotaging belief systems that can make you sick, that can lower your immune system. And those are belief systems that are surrounded with fear. Okay, we're going to work on that. The other thing you need to understand, as I talked about in my book, Transform Your Emotional DNA, is identities. What is an identity? Well, an identity is just a persona of who we think we are. And when I tell you what it is, you're going to go, oh, God, because you're going to recognize some of these things, right? So an identity is a persona. So that would be a person who believes that they're abused, a person who believes they're ill. Another persona could be an attorney or a lawyer or a doctor or a nurse or a mother or a father. They're all identities. And some of them are very good. And some of those good ones also have fears related to them. So we want to deal with identities that are not serving you, like an identity that you're an abused person doesn't serve you. An identity that you're sick doesn't serve you. It makes you sick. And if you have a health problem right now, the best thing you can do is handle the identity that says, the doctors told me this, and I have this issue. It's my cancer, my diabetes, you're owning it. You don't want to own it, right? You want to dissolve it, to neutralize it. It starts in your mind, and it manifests in your body. I think I have a little bit more of your attention now, right? So an identity, a persona could be a persona as being a failure, identity as being a success, that's a good one, a identity as being a person who is stupid, you know, you could have identities being just a lot of different things that are negative, poor, I mean, fragile, you know, I mean, it could be many different things. So we want to make a list of all of the identities that are not good, that you might be living with filters over your eyes and around you like a sunglass would. And when you look through those filters, you see yourself as an abused person. You see yourself as a person with a health issue. So the problem is being generated within you, and it can also be changed by getting rid of the identity and the belief system. And how do we do all of this? Relax, make notes, and then when you're off the air, when I'm off the air, try it, okay? So we need to work with our mind, we need to work with our belief systems, and we need to work with identities. Now, one identity can produce 400 or more different belief systems. So, yeah, you guessed it. It's really more efficacious to go after the identity and get it. Maybe a little trickier to find because it may be an identity from childhood, like somebody told you something that you were fat or you were a poor student or anything that you feel what would be negative, condescending, or that would alter your perception of the spiritual being that you are, right? So here's what we're going to do. Start with your mind. This is all working with your mind. I want you to write down all the negative belief systems you have, and I want you to write down all the identities from each belief system. So for example, if you have an identity as a person who is abused, well, you know, what belief system would that abused person have to have? What belief system would they have? Oh, an abused person would believe maybe that they weren't good enough, or they were paranoid about other people abusing them, or that perhaps that they weren't good enough to not be abused, or that they did something wrong, or that they're always going to meet people that abuse them. They're going to actually feel and live the life as an abused person on some level, and these things you oftentimes don't recognize, okay, because you're living in them. This gives you a chance to get out of them. So I want you to make lists of that. And you can do that when you get off today, when I get off today. You could start a little bit now, but the next part is I'm going to teach you how to deal with them and do a process with them, okay? But you have to have them, and don't second guess yourself. Usually the first thing you think of is right when you're writing it down, no matter how silly it may sound. Sometimes they're from childhood, and they could be the simplest thing in the world that somebody said to you, or a friend said to you, or a teacher said to you, like you're not as smart as the next kid, or you know, you're just not good at math. You know, someone said something, you're just not good at math. I mean, all of these things get picked up because kids are like little sponges, and then it continues to manifest in your life. And this could instill fear in you of not being good enough, right? So you make a note of those things, and then you're going to do a little process with them. Real simple. And you're going to find half of this process really easy. And the other half is going to be a little bit of a challenge. But once you get it, it will work. So this process is in my book, Revitalize Your Hormones. You could get both books on my website, which is drdaleswellnessstore.com. So Revitalize Your Hormones has the Resist and Desire process in it. The Transform Your Emotional DNA book has the Bliss exercise in it. And it has information about identities, belief systems, and really good stuff. So both of those are important. But the Resist and Desire process is from Revitalize Your Hormones. So in case you don't get it here and you want to read more about it, you can get that book. So what we want to do is take one of the identities. Since we're talking about an abused person, we could also be talking about a person who wasn't good at something, or could talk about a person as a who is an attorney or a lawyer, or whatever. And there, you might think, well, what's wrong with that? Well, a lot of people associate certain negative things with certain professions, okay? And so, for example, being a mother is not a profession. It is a wonderful state of having children and taking care of them and loving them. But sometimes mothers are in that role of being a mother 100% of the time. And yet they're married and their relationship is suffering because the husband doesn't want the mother. The husband wants his soulmate, you see. So the mother can be an identity. Now let's take an abused person or a failure. I don't know. I think we'll take a failure, okay? So feel what it feels like to be a failure. And you feel it deeply in your body. This is step number one of the process, is feeling with an identity, whichever one you choose. You only choose one at a time, right? And feel what it feels like fully in your gut. It's not going to feel very good. And then I want you to really, as soon as you feel it, I want you to really hate it. Hate being a failure. Hate it. Just resist it. And feel the angst in your body, like you really, really do not like this, and resist it. And then you're going to learn the next step is to become a great actor or actress and win an Oscar, because you're going to love being a failure. You're going to take the charge off of that. So you're going to feel what it feels like to love being a failure. And you would do it like this and talk out loud. I love being a failure. And you would do it like you're creating a role in a movie. And you're just going to feel what it feels like to love that. Just love being a failure. And then you go back and forth between resisting being a failure, desire being a failure. Go back and forth and feel them both. And then feel them both in the same place at the same time. So you're feeling them both together, and what happens is they They become together, and the entire charge of that identity is blown. Because obviously, if you have an identity as being a failure, you have a charge on it no matter when you got this identity. Like, the worst thing in the world is for you to be a failure, right? So you're going to follow that process down the rabbit hole, and it's important to feel both the resistance and the desire with the same intensity. So as much as you really hate being a failure, you have to really love it just as much. You're going to love it just as much, and you're going to feel them one first, then the other one, go back and forth, and then put them both together, feel them both together at the same time, and the charge is blown. It's neutralized, okay? And you'll feel it. Like, all of a sudden, you'll feel, oh, something shifted, okay? The next step would be to create a new champion identity to replace the one you just released. And it could be anything, but it has to be positive. It could be a champion identity, like, I am so successful and have everything I want in every area of my life. You say that, you feel that deeply, all the way down to the tip of your toes and the top of your head. You expand it out to actually expand outside of the body. You feel what it feels like to be successful at everything you do, okay? And then you continue to feel it. Take about 5 minutes to really feel that and feel that it's filling up your body and then it's moving out of your body, okay? And you could just send that energy way outside of you. So when you do this, you'll feel a difference. And I would to take that new identity as being a totally successful person in everything you do and in every way, okay? And I would write that down. You don't need to say it every day, because once it's done, it's done. But you do need to, at that time when you're doing it, take some time with it and really feel it and expand yourself so that you can feel this new identity, that it's just filling up your body completely, and all of your cells are filled up with this identity, and it's expanding even outside of you to fill up the room and fill up the universe with this light and this wonderful positive thing that you've created. Okay, when you do this, my friends, you empower your immune system. A lowered immune system cannot exist. That means you cannot be susceptible to things. But everybody has identities. It is something that children are not educated on at all in childhood, and they're so smart they could be educated about their belief systems. They could be educated about their mind and how their mind controls the way they act. And by just thinking positive, just going after the positive ideas and the positive things in their life, they can change their whole life. So this is called the resist and desire process. And the book, Revitalize Your Hormones, is one that you want to get because it has it written down. It's not more complicated than what I just told you. I repeated the exact thing from the book, right? And you've got that written down. And then if you want to learn more about identities, belief systems, and an anatomy of an illness. And if you want to be able to do the bliss exercise, which is really fun, it's like an active meditation. You can pick up Transform Your Emotional DNA, and that's on our website. Now, if you really love this process, and if you feel the difference after doing it, and you need some help, then I would suggest you're getting the Meta Wellness program on my website that has the whole process in it. And it is a guide that when you were born, you didn't get when you came in. Nobody got a manual on how to help you and operate you and what's going to make you happy and what's going to be a good belief system and a not good belief system, right? So you need to pick up the Meta Wellness program and do work on yourself with belief systems and and identities. And it's also got all of the elements in the five element theory. And it's got the resist and desire process. And it has exercises in it that guide you in which belief systems to look for and which identities to look for. It's fantastic. And you can get that at drdalewellnessstore.com. So we have had people heal themselves by doing this of all kinds of things. You need to take a chance. You need to understand that you need help right now. And you need positive help right now. You need to be reminded of who you are, how powerful you are, that you are a spiritual being, and that you are not going to accept negativity anymore. And when you do that, things in your life will start to change. And if every human being did that together, this COVID-19 thing, whatever it is, however the media and people at hand at the WHO are controlling it and creating it, will stop. But we need to be in charge, and we can only do that by being in charge of ourselves, okay? And if you have children, doing a little process with them, talking with them about their belief systems and how great life is and how they're wonderful and how they're brilliant and how they're handsome and how they're great people and they're going to grow up and do magical, wonderful things according to whatever they want to do. It's all their choice. Give them choices that are positive. Coronavirus is not a positive choice for anybody. It's not even a choice, except you're choosing it. You're choosing to believe it. You're choosing it to bring it right to you. The other thing I want to share with you is wearing a mask, I think, is good. If you are immune compromised and you go out in public and you're going into the store and then coming out and taking it off, or you're going into a crowd and you wear it when you're in there, but never to exercise. Never to keep it on all day, because it lowers the body's blood oxygen level and then lowers your immune system. I want you to really think about that. So from my being a health provider for nearly 40 years, this information that I'm giving you has been documented in my books and in my trainings at the California College of Natural Medicine. You have the ability to work on yourself. You have the ability to decide what to do, but you need education and you need to release the sabotaging beliefs before you make a decision, because those beliefs are like filters. You see life like that. Some people say, you know, this is, you know, if they have a negative thing in their life and they'll just say, this is just the way I am. It's not true. That way that you think you are can be changed in 5 to 10 minutes. So it's not just the way you are. The way you are really as a spiritual being has no negative content to it. There's no negativity. That's what you need to access. And in doing that, you will help yourself and you will be a good reflection for everyone in your family, your friends, and you will help other people. So we know, and in that the belief system in your mind is key on creating health. And if you experience fear, then that's an emotion related to a belief system, which is related to an identity, like I could get COVID-19. I get things very easily. Some people say, I've heard them, they get things very easily. I get everything. So I could get it. Okay, that is going to ensure that you're susceptible by your saying that and you're thinking that. You need to work on this, you know. And I am here to tell you how great you are, truly, truly, not BS, and that you have the ability to do all of these things. But you, if you're not doing it, you're holding yourself back. Why are you doing that? Believing in yourself is something you were born with. And then other things happened in your life and people judge other people. Sometimes people are very cruel to children and they tell them things that are not true from their own experiences. We need to understand that you are a spiritual being and that you can control your reality. More so than anybody can control your reality. You are the one that controls your reality and what happens. So the sooner you believe that and you work on this and you put in a new champion identity of being a person that makes great choices and is really healthy all the time, 100% healthy, body, mind, and spirit. Now, if you think, well, I already have a disease. Okay. And that's a negative thought. Well, you already have a disease, so it's no sense working on it, right? Because it's already been diagnosed. No, you want to sit down and work on it. You want to do the things I'm recommending, which are very simple to do, and follow through with it. Because anything can change, including I've seen blood testing change in 5 days on people. I've seen all kinds of things that people have healed themselves, and I am so thrilled to be a part of that, and that is why I'm here today sharing this with you. So when I was studying in Europe for about on and off for, you know, months and then 9 years a total, I was studying naturopathic medicine to become a naturopathic doctor in Germany. Okay. So I was there when Chernobyl blew up, but yet the governments there did not advertise it in France and some other countries for 2 weeks after it blew up because they didn't want to hurt the tourist trade. So I continued to eat the food and everything else because there was no notice. And I was in Malaga, Spain, and there was just no notice that this happened. So we just kept eating. And I got very, very sick. And I wonder, what the heck could this be? I'm never sick. So I went to one of the professors, the physicist that was teaching my class, and they did some testing on me and said, we don't know where this is coming from, but you've got radiation in your body. And so they were trying to figure it out. Meantime, I'm sick. 2 weeks later, they announced that Chernobyl blew up. So I had to learn to heal nuclear radiation that I obviously was exposed to. And that is how I healed myself using homeopathic medicine, homeopathic radiation, to neutralize it out of my body for once and for all. Okay. Now, this, and then I created a radiation remedy, and it's in the United States in our store, drdaleswellnessstore.com, that handles nuclear radiation, because I had to take like 10 different homeopathic remedies in order to give myself the homeopathic cesium, plutonium, uranium, and all the different things in order to neutralize it in my body. And then after about a month of doing that, I felt good enough to travel. And then I went home to the United States. But I stayed in Switzerland with my family there. And they were the only country that actually told the truth that there were so many rads at the top of the Alps, so many rads on the ground. They announced it every 15, 20 minutes in three languages, okay, including English. And that we must not drink water. We must buy bottled water from before a certain date. We must not eat current, you know, vegetables that have been cooked in the last, that have been cooked or purchased or grown or picked in the last however many weeks it was. And they guided us in what to eat on the national news. This is called health freedom. This is called caring for the people that live in the country. That is what that's called. And Switzerland happens to have homeopathic medicine in their hospital because they want people to get well, not stay there. They stay there, it costs more money. If they use something that's going to heal them, like homeopathy, they'll get out of the hospital. So as you listen to this, I want you to think that your health is up to you. It really is. It's mind, body, spirit. You have the ability to make any change you want with this process that is simple and can really help you. So I want to encourage you to do the steps that I gave you today, and then you can get the books if that feels right. Definitely the Meta Wellness program is amazing, and that would really help you with the same process, only more expanded process in getting more ideas in order to get more things to work on. Diet is an important thing related to healing. Organic vegan should be your diet. It's good for everyone. If you want more protein, protein powder. If you have diabetes, you may need to eat protein powder at every meal. Pea protein is the highest protein. No sugar, okay? And with diabetes, you may need to eat some organic chicken, you know, and low on the carbs. Carbohydrates turn into sugar in your body. So vegetables, if you have diabetes or blood sugar disorder, you want to eliminate vegetables that have a lot of carbs, like potatoes, okay, sweet potatoes, yams. They all have a lot of carbs and sugar. They turn into sugar in your body. So green vegetables, green vegetable drinks, and as well as protein powder. I like a good, strong pea protein. They're the most powerful. I'd mix it with hemp. I'd put some organic mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, not the kind you buy in the store to cook with, but medicinal mushrooms like reishi, shiitake, shaga, lion's mane. And, I have some formulas that are powerful for immune support with mushrooms in them, but you can also buy mushrooms, organic mushrooms in the health food store and put it into your smoothie. So we know that there's about 5 minutes left. Thank you. Okay. And we also want to have a green smoothie twice a day, eat vegan. They have also vegan cheese, and they have vegan pizzas that you can get. I mean, not that I'm recommending a pizza. Try to get a gluten-free. If you're going to get one, make sure that there's vegan cheese on it and there's veggies on it, okay? And you can even get the organic gluten-free crust and do it yourself at home. Put, like, organic artichoke hearts and peppers and mushrooms and whatever else you want on there, tomatoes, and then put vegan cheese, then put a little cayenne pepper, make it really good, right? Eating vegan is tasty, and your body feels so good when you do it. So I want to encourage you to take care of yourself, because you do not want to become a victim. You want to become a victor. What you want to do is take charge, realize you have a choice, exercise the choice, take care of yourself. Mind, body, spirit, change your mind, change your life, okay? And do not think or feel like you are a victim of anything. Victims feel that they have no choice. And that's just a lie. You have every choice in the world. You just need to work on yourself, okay? So I want you to give that a try. Get back to us and let us know how you're doing with this process. Enjoy the books. If you get the Meta Wellness program, you'll love it. And feel free to give us a call and at 800-219-1261. 800-219-1261. And that is our retail line. And if you want to place an order there or ask a question, you can do that, whatever you choose. It's my customer service line. I want to thank you so much for being with us. We have a few minutes left. I just want to remind you that you can become even more educated if you become a member of the Wellness Center. That would be www.wellnesscenter.net. Become a member, become educated, get protocols to help yourself. This is all your choice, okay? And also, if you're inspired by this radio show and you want to help other people, you can become a health provider online at www.cconm.com. That's C as in Charlie, O as in Ocean, N as in natural, M as in medicine.com. That stands for California College of Natural Medicine.com. Okay, so that is a state licensed school since 1995, and I have written all the curriculum there, and let us know how you like it. Well, we are going to end the show in a couple of minutes, I believe, and I want to remind you that your belief systems are manifesting whatever you're experiencing, and then the identities spew out the belief system. So obviously you need to track it back and take it down the rabbit hole, look at the belief system, go find out the identity, and that would be the question. What kind of a person would create that belief? So if you have a belief that you have a disease, what kind of person would believe that you have a disease? Could be like, well, someone told me, the doctor told me. Okay. I mean, you could work on all of that. Okay. I believe that you can be healed, well, powerful, in control of your life, happy, and free. And I believe that with all my heart. Okay. But you are the only one that can take it there. You are the quarterback. You're the one to take it there, right? So we are going to see you next week. Much love. Have a terrific week, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.